Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show. Then we go to Jesse and Luke hanging out. And Luke's like, well, I went out, but like Kristen wasn't thrilled with that. But like, I've been pushing her to go out so then I can go out. Oh, how's Lacey? How's your girlfriend? How's your new child? Your girlfriend. And actually, they're only 10 years apart. I think Lacey, we meet Lacey at the end of this episode, and I thought Lacey looked like she's 20, but she's like 35, I think. I know.
I thought she looked like solid, like not 20.
But like her vibe,
her vibe is definitely, oh yeah.
But like he called you, right?
That's definitely the California way, for yeah. Sure.
She's got that vibe.
She kind of had like, it sort of reminded me of, you know, that movie White Girls, you know? She was sort of giving me that energy. So Jesse is like, that's what it's called, right? The Wayans brothers?
White chicks.
White chicks, not white girls.
Yeah, she had on a lot of makeup, but I think she has, because I looked her up, because I was like, who is this girl? Because we've heard so much about her, and we didn't see that much of her. So I looked her up, and I wanted to know the age difference, but apparently she has like some kind of autoimmune thing going on. She's got like an invisible disease. Like, I'm not sure what it was. But, so she's got like a lot of skin. She's got like a lot of issues. So I think she's just like wearing like a lot of makeup or whatever because of skin issues or something. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Before we rag on her, it's not that we're not going to rag on her mercilessly. It's just like under what, ways can we rag on her? We'll still find ways around. Don't you worry, Lacey.
It just feels like there's just so many other beautiful ways to stick our feet in our mouths. Like, let's not make this be the one, the way we do it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just get more creative, you know?
Yeah. So Jesse is, so Lucas just asked how Lacey's doing. Jesse's like, she's good. She was up last two weekends and her daughter and Isabella, and the two of them are like sisters and they're starting to fight like sisters. Man, Isabella. He says, yeah, well, guess what? The girlfriend from Orange County can now be named. Her name is Lacey. She's incredibly intelligent, incredibly passionate, and we spend a lot of time together. Our kids are really close, and it's been incredible. We're kind of the best couple on this entire show, and anyone who would hate Lacey is obviously a wretched monster. So that's all I got to say about that.
He's like, so how are things between Michelle and Lacey, though? And he's like, Michelle doesn't want communication. But, you know, I asked Michelle to reach out last summer before the Yamashiro party. And, you know, just put your cards on the table. Just move forward so we can all move on. And Michelle wanted no part of that. Yeah, because you're bringing your girlfriend into the finale episode and encroaching on her life. She doesn't want
to. You're trying to create a fight. You're trying to create a big scene to have, like, to sort of blow out the season with, you know? And, like, you were not genuinely trying to have a moment for Michelle and Lacey to move on by suddenly inviting Lacey to the season finale on camera. That was not a good faith attempt to, like, broker a peace between these two important women in your life. That was an attempt for you to end the scene with a climactic fight that would power you into the reunion and into the next season.
And have somebody on your side for once in all of this. Yeah. So yeah, we see you, sir. And he's like, yeah, but you know, Lacey reached out to Michelle when we first started dating and she wanted to know if Michelle had boundaries and stuff. And Michelle didn't really take that the right way. So I don't know where that's going to go. Okay. No mention of the cease and desists.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Lacey just called Michelle. She just wanted to know about boundaries. There was no fuck you, bitch, or cease and desists.
Yeah, Lacey certainly gave a boundary, that's for sure. So Jesse is saying like, yeah, Michelle has made no effort. She wants nothing to do with this woman that spends half the week with her daughter. And it just doesn't make any logical sense to me whatsoever. So, Jesse.
So now they talk about the baby and he's like, you know, it's making me crazy being at home all the time. And Kristen is like, I'm a prisoner. Kristen doesn't want me to leave the house. And he's like, so
you got the baby blues? And he's like, oh, I haven't thought about it like that. Maybe I should dive into my feelings a little bit more. Wow, it was the therapy session with Dr. Jesse. No, it's a pretty pat way to say you're fucking depressed because you got a baby, bro. It's normal. So he's
maybe
like,
he can
yeah.
have a session with that men's coach that they bring in every now and then.
Oh, to God, yes. Guys, hand deep on their breathe, shoulder. Hit yourself on the chest and say, fuck women! As loud as you can. Everyone feel better? Okay, let's go back to it.
Yeah, well, this year is definitely a change. Lay it on me. I've been there. He's like, well, our relationship is completely lacking in intimacy, and it's tough, which is to be expected. Right, but like to some degree, I guess it should be something that we should be really able to talk about, and we haven't been able to talk about it. So we go back to Nia, and she's like, how's Luke dealing with what you're experiencing? Well, he gets it as well as he can get it, you know, but he's like, oh, you know, yeah, I mean, you're still in a relationship. He's like, can we have sex? Can we do this? Like, you're clear for that, right? But I hate my body right now. And then it cuts back to Luke saying that basically she shuts down every advance because she doesn't feel secure about herself right now. And I don't think he's getting a little impatient with that.
Yeah, he wants to bone. She doesn't. You know, you hear it after every baby, almost like 90% of babies. You hear it. And Luke's like, yeah, I just want to like turn off my emotions, but you know, and sweep everything under the rug, but then it's going to harden to cement and we're going to have permanent issues that we can't get rid of. Dun, dun, yeah. Dun. So now we go to Lala, Janet, and Michelle, and they're going to El Coyote. Why do they keep going to El Coyote? That is not close to West Hollywood. That is so far.
Why? There's like,
why are you doing that?
Okay. There are actually a bunch of tremendous Mexican restaurants in the valley that they could go that have the same vibe. And I don't know why they're always schlepping over to Beverly Boulevard to go to El Coyote, which is actually very mid to low tier of these kind of places.
Yeah,
but they
go to Casa,
I guess,
Vega.
A good place. Yeah, Casa Vega.
Right down the street. Looks the same.
Or that one place that's up on like, is it, well, Burbank Boulevard over by like Cahuenga or something. I don't know. There's a really good place there called like something in taco.
Oh yeah, I just
beer,
went there,
you know.
Yeah,
what's it called, tacos and beer,
you know. Oh, tacos and beer. Ugh, I hate tacos and beer. Ugh, I hate that. So
is
overrated that,
the one, that
place,
the two, the
well that
two story
is a
place
beer and salsa, maybe it's beer and salsa,
you know, the one,
something like that. I do know what,
yeah, it's got like two stories, like the big sort of thing. But at least it's like, as long as you're like, why, like, at least say it's closer. Just go there. If you're going to get crappy.
I thought you were going to say El Mercado. That's the one I like. But yeah, I just saying, I don't know. I guess they have a thing with El Coyote that they can go to, yeah, you know, like a shooting thing. Cause they're like, oh my God, we love El Coyote for years.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Janet is like, oh my God, you guys, can I tell you something gross? When I was pregnant, I got a skin tag on my gooch. You know, that's like the area, like, you know what a gooch is, right, guys? It's like between your vagina and your butthole. So I have like a skin tag down there and I want it removed so bad. Janet.
Hell, did you
already
find
doesn't
it.
Like you. Why are you bringing in skin gooch as a secondary character? Like,
yeah.
Why? Who's helping Janet? I mean, I don't even like Janet, but is there anyone in her life who's like, let's make a game plan for the season? You know?
I know. So, how did you find it? It's like, is it still there? And she's like, yeah, it's still there. But like, it has to be a dermatologist to get rid of it, because I wanted to be like, okay, where's the skin tag? We're removing it. And I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me take off my clothes and like bend over and spread it. It's like, oh my God, you have to shave your bush though. So they arrive there, they meet up with Brittany, they get into her booth, and Janet's asking, like, oh, how's your trip? And Michelle's like, that's a big deal to go to Cabo with Brandon.
Yeah, we spent 5 nights together in Cabo. We didn't even drive each other crazy.
Is he your boyfriend officially?
No, I'm going to say yes, yeah, you know, because Brandon's like very emotionally stable, and I'm like, I don't know if that's sexy, you know, like I'm just used to cokeheads and throwing furniture and, you know, threatening to kill mean stuff. Like, I don't know, it might be kind of boring, you guys. I don't know.
Emotional stability is normal. She's like,
yeah, I know, you have no idea how sexy that is. Brandon has BDA. He gives big dick energy because he's got a big one. It's personality and it's real.
I really like him. I mean, he's a great person, but like, what if I got like bored because like things were like so good and like nice and I'm so used to chaos and trauma?
Can I help you find a therapist? Mine has really helped me. The first lesson she taught me was to use my baby as a weapon. So I just got into therapy and it's so freeing to talk to somebody, you know, that's like an expert on life though. Not on skin gooches, unfortunately. I tried to get her to remove that and she wouldn't do it. I mean, what a wuss.
Yeah, I'm trying to be happy this year. Hey. So what's been going on with you guys? I feel like it's been only me talking for a few hours now. Michelle, how are you feeling? Are you okay? Shot skis.
I've never had somebody like break up with me before. I'm just like, dumbass. That's what he is. He's dumbass.
How's Isabella doing with everything? Well, when Erin and I broke up, she cried. She was like, why'd you guys have to break up? And I felt really guilty. She loved that honey.
Yeah, and they're like, don't feel guilty, honey. Don't feel guilty. We're all proud of you. She's like, well, I have tried, but it is kind of confusing because, like, it is out of nowhere. Like, suddenly he wants a fitness girl. And, oh, Erin, what a pig. And she's, they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, like, I walk every day. I hike. I go to the gym. And he's like, walking and hiking is not working out. Oh, so he wants, like, someone who works out more than Michelle? What a piece of shit, that guy.
CrossFit. I don't know. That's so stupid. And Lyle's like, it's called cardio, motherfuckers. We ride at dawn. So Janet's like, yeah, going to the gym 4 days a week isn't enough. It's like, what an asshole. Yeah. She's like, not motivated. Like, whatever. Hey, I'm over here dipping my fajita in cheese and she doesn't work out enough.
By the way, like, once we broke up, he started following all of these Instagram models. And she's like, oh, can I unfollow him now? Can I unfollow him now? I'm going to follow him. I'm going to follow him right now. And so they're like, yeah, fuck that guy. Girl power. And she's like, by the way, the Zib and Z is tomorrow at like 11 a.m. And Janet's like, well, when should I show up? I dare you to show up, Janet, because Janet, of course, was not invited. And for the second time in two seasons, she's like, I'm so glad that I wasn't invited to this so that I don't have to show up or so that I don't have to say I'm not going to come. Oh, Janet.
Yeah, exactly. And Janet's like, you know, the thing is, like, I also don't like care so much. Like, you know, I wish her well, but I can only control my behavior, and how Kristen behaved at your house was gross. And that sucked. Yeah, it was odd. She was like carrying her baby and yelling at the same time. She's like, yeah, and then like 2 seconds later, you were gone. I was just like, what happened? Where'd she go?
God, if you're not allowed to yell and carry your baby at the same time, I never would have been held. When did that become a rule? You cannot yell while you are holding your baby. You most certainly can. So they're all shocked, and Brittany's like, I was shocked, but I was not expecting that to happen. Because, you know, like, otherwise, I mean, I thought everyone was going to be fine. It's a pool party. And Janet's like, yeah, well, she fucked that up, didn't she? So Brittany's telling us the usual, like, me and Janet are so, so close. She's been quite, 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 quite friend of mine, especially over everything I went through with Jax last year. And it's like, you know, it's definitely something made me feel bad because, you know, like, I want to stick up for my friends, but it's hard for me. You know, I'm such a people pleaser. And everything. I like when she's trying so hard to be happy that she just starts bouncing her shoulders. So you notice that she does that. She's like, I just want to be a people pleaser. Like, well, are really, you on a hayride right now? Why are you shaking your?
She probably is. She's probably has one of, you know, those like green screens that you can attach the back of your chair. She just has it back there, but she's actually on a hayride. Realistically, what Brittany should have done was when Kristen was like, "Is Jack gonna be there?" She should have said, "You know what? She may be there. She may not be there. And I expect if she is there, that you act like an adult and you like she's my friend." And you just have to learn to get along with her instead of saying, I'm 99% sure she won't be there. I mean, she's probably going to bail in the last second, so she'll probably come anyway. Like, that's actually not how you should do it, because you're kind of like feeding in to this idea of like, oh, like if she comes, she's like this boogeyman and we'll manage her. It should be like, she's my friend. I invited her. If you have a problem with that, that's going to be on you. But I expect you to just behave accordingly. And I think
she didn't really manage that situation. For the person being yelled at, you should say like, you can't come to a kid's party and start yelling at somebody. Like, grow up.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that or leave. You know. Yeah, she should do that. So Janet's like, yeah, because Cameron was bawling his eyes out, and I had to strap him into his car seat. While he was bawling, you know how hard that is. And after driving and saying we're going to swim with Cruz, puffing his chest out and screaming and crying into the car, he didn't even get to swim with Cruz. Do you know what that's like? I left in tears. And Brittany's like, oh, I cried all night too.
Oh, please. Brittany did not cry all night.
I cried so hard when I saw that little angel crying in the car.
You didn't see me in my car.
Oh, well, I'd imagine it somehow, and I cried all night long.
And Janet's like, well, you could have said, Kristen, this isn't the time or place, you know, but like, you know, to go to a party and have somebody be saying, why is she here? She doesn't deserve to be here. I haven't felt like that since the 7th grade and the 8th grade and the 9th grade. Really high school, college, okay, college too. Really. Okay, I feel like that every day, pretty much. But still, I had a child this time. A child. I was bullied, and I'm not going to continue just showing up places where I'm getting yelled at.
Cool, you might want a different job.
I guess you won't be going to the next BravoCon. So, then we go to Nia and Kristen's sip and see. And Nia's there first. Like,
I'm so excited for everyone to meet Adelaide. But I'm also excited to be back in my old hood, back in civilization, the valley. Oh, electricity. It's such a privilege to have it. You don't realize until you move to Santa Clarita. Feels good to be home.
Well, let me just shout out this restaurant for being cute, because it's the first one this episode that's like a cute, decorated restaurant.
It was cute.
That looks nice. So congrats to that restaurant, because, man, we suffered through this episode. But it looked really cute. But I love that Nia's like, oh, my God, finally, I'm back to the glamorous world of the valley. It's been so bad where she is. And Zach's like, where's Kristen?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And everyone's wondering, where is Kristen? So we go over to Kristen's house, and Luke's like, are you pooping again? To the baby, I presume. And she's like, I need to brush my teeth real quick. Oh, we're like so late. Oh, my God. Oh.
Schwartz, meanwhile, at the party is saying, I want a baby. Jasmine's like, okay, well, you need to get it together. Stop going to Vegas, doing these little Vegas parties. So Michelle shows up. Hello, everyone. So Nia, please tell me when you are done. Are you done having babies? She's like, I am done. No, I say 4 under 4. How about one more, baby?
You guys are more insane than even I am. And I'm Tupac. And Danny's like, no, I wake up every day to Nia with scissors. Like, and she's, you know, she's wanting to cut my wiener. And I'm like, no, I'm not ready. So here come Kristen and Luke finally getting there. And everyone's like, oh my God, congratulations. You had a baby. Brittany's like, you are so pretty. Look at your dress. Oh my God, baby, baby, why are you crying? Baby, don't cry on me. Where's your pacifier?
Don't cry on me, baby.
Okay, I'm gonna walk you around. This baby's crying on me. Come on. There's your mama. There's your mom. Crying your mama. Crying your mama.
You're a cool gal. So Tom is like, hey, Michelle, you want a drink? Sure, I'll do the baby shot. It's like, okay. So wait, Michelle, have you ever seen how Stella got her groove back? Look at me and then ask that question again. Do I look like
you know anything about my personality? Of course, I have never seen that. What is a groove and how did you lose it?
I didn't know a groove was something you could even have.
Well, not that your groove wasn't ever there, but like, you're gorgeous. You are so gorgeous. She's like, I will day compliments. Okay, yeah, I guess keep them coming. Hold on, let me think of another one. You're gorgeous. Okay, you've used that one.
Sleeping with Tay Diggs. Wow, you got your groove back. I don't even understand any of this right now.
I think we're on similar journeys. Like, I'm trying to live, and I'm trying to laugh, and so are you, right? She's like, yes. So wait, are you dogging about that movie Eat, Bray, Love? That is what I'm trying, or Eat, Love, Bray? That is what I'm trying to do. Eat, Love, and Bray.
No, I'm talking about the movie Pray, Eat, Love. That's what I'm doing. We're basically just like two Julia Roberts right now. Oh, my God. It's like, oh my God, they would be so cute together. Look at them. They could at least hang out.
Are you out of your damn mind? Tom's quirky and weird, and Michelle's just like sandpaper.
Well, Jasmine's like, well, maybe that's what they need, that opposites attract, right?
No.
So they're having the most basic, like, let's try this for a storyline conversation. He's like, I still believe in love. She's like, I do as well. You do? That's sweet as hell. We should date. Well, I just went through a divorce and somebody broke up with me. He's like, well, I'm glad you're not jaded.
So sad, this conversation.
I don't know what your type is. It's not so much a type, it's more like an age, which unfortunately will be working against you. It's also a chemistry thing. Yeah, wait, and I saw that.
Wait, I did think of a type. Young. Oh, okay. It's not age specific.
Helvetica. That's typeface.
Oh.
So I saw that you went to Voda's Spa. That is my spot. And he's like, I love Voda's Spa. I know. I saw it on your Instagram. It's the best. You want to go to Voda's Spa together? I'll go to Voda's Spa with you. It's like, okay. So they make a date. And he's like, let's have a night out on the town. And she goes, yes, we'll do something. Anything spiritual. Oh, shut up. That's almost as bad as somebody, you know, like Aaron inviting you on a fitness date. If anybody said, let's do it. Hey, yeah, let's go out. Anything spiritual.
Well, you know, they say the best relationships start on the foundation of going to Voda Spa. You like Voda Spa? You like Voda Spa? Wow. Let's get married. So now Jesse arrives with Lacey, and then Lala has something to say. She's like, oh my God, when I was shaving my face, I literally fucking nipped my lip. I didn't notice, but now I do. You're good. You look good. She's like, great.
So Michelle sees like Jesse come in with Lacey, and she's like, what the fuck is she doing here? Nobody told me she was coming, because she was like, I will never in my life film. So why is she filming then? And Lala's like, yeah, Lacey, that's not like a common name. So where'd that name even come from? Like, she's someone named Lacey.
Lacey is more common than Lala, I'll tell you that much.
Well, Lala's made up.
So Michelle's like, oh, are we allowed to sing her name this year? Lacey, her and I have a difficult situation, because just as a reminder, this is the same woman who had her lawyer send me a cease and desist. And I met Lacey's ex-boyfriend and I was like, oh my God, she sent me a cease and desist. And he was like, I got one too. Like, she throws them out to everyone. She's like a little insane.
You know, I have to say, after watching this episode, Michelle seems insane, because Lacey played this well. If Lacey's just faking it, she played this very well, because she comes in like calm and sweet. And Michelle is just going to everyone she can, being like, oh my God, I am dealing with a person who thinks she knows everything and she wants everybody to love her. I can just tell. Doesn't everybody? Like, why is that such a weird thing? And Lala's like, well, she's got a banging body. I mean, studio, but still, she's fucking hot.
All that matters. Like, she may be crazy. She may have given you a cease and desist, but she's got a banging body. So that shows some dedication.
She is not my gub of D, and I love D. I'm spiritual. So Lala's like, Lala's chatting with Zach and Luke and Kristen. She's like, oh my God, Kristen, I can't believe you have a baby. Like, I have to tell you something that you might not think is funny, but like, I thought it was kind of funny. So we were talking, me and my mom, and my mom goes, oh my God, your baby looks kind of like Luke's. My baby, Sasa, you know, Sasa. It's the blue eyes. And I was like, oh my God, it does look like Luke.
And Zach, well, he needed some extra money when he moved to LA. And Luke's like, no, I mean, when you were reading the profiles or whatever, I was like, that could be me. She's like, oh shit, can you imagine? He's like, wait, did you donate sperm? He's like, yeah. And I guess they didn't realize that. They thought he was just joking. And Lala's eyes bulged, like, wait a second. This is actually not funny. So Luke tells us that in his senior year of college, he donated the same sperm bank that Lala used. And we see flashback to that party that she had on Vanderpump Rules, where she was reading the profile and it's like, he's 6'2", he's lean and has athletic build. It's like, I'm 6'2", I'm lean, I've got an athletic build. For fun, I like to go to Vincent Van Gogh impersonation contests. I do that. I go to Van Gogh impersonation contests. Oh my God.
He has a blank look in his eyes for no reason at all. You can ask him a question and then you have to flick him on the forehead to get an answer out of him. Wait a minute, that was really long, but I do all of those things.
Can fix a party van on the fly? Wait a second. I've done that.
lives in a off the grid, no electricity household with no running water and expects girlfriend to move in with him. Wait a minute. Did you have my baby? No. So how did he donate sperm when he was in college to the same sperm tank? Did she get her sperm in Missouri or where is he living in? Where does he live?
He lives in Colorado. Was he
Colorado.
Was school in LA maybe?
I don't know. That sounds fishy. I don't believe it. So she's like, oh my God, hold on. Are you fucking with me right now? And Zach's like, I know. I was like, wait a second. And they're like, uh-oh, he gave a deposit and it disappeared. So now Lala's like, oh my God, I did not have on my bingo cards that he'd been a sperm donor at the same cryobank I got Sosa from. So now Kristen is Sosa's stepmom. Oh, fuck now. Oh, fuck now.
I think it's time for a paternity test. I think that'd be great if they did that. Where's Maury?
Lala come in with a fake parent storyline to start us off. So Lacey is, Lacey goes over to say hi to Michelle. And so she's like, hi. Michelle's like, hi. I didn't even know you were coming. She goes, oh, nobody told me. Oh, well, at least it's nice ambience with like babies and stuff here.
Yeah, less can go wrong. I know. It's a perfect little cute event.
Well, I'm happy to see you. You do seem happy and like healthy and like in a good place. So,
well, as you know, we are in a much better place than we were last summer.
I empathize with that.
Oh, are you divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you were officially divorced or I don't know anything about you, in fact.
Oh, well, I'm divorced. Listen, I don't want to fight with any woman going through a divorce. So.
We had a rough start.
I know. I'm sorry.
So I thought Lacey's being totally nice. Michelle's not. Michelle's like, oh, really? Oh, you divorced now? Oh, you really? Like, Michelle's ready to pounce. And Lacey's just playing very nice. She's like,
well, yeah. Yeah, I was very amused. I mean, Michelle was being, like, so cold. You know, I think she was just being cold. And then when she said, I don't know anything about you, I was like, oh, Michelle. But then I was like, well, this Lacey girl seems innocent. But then as Lacey was talking, I was like, but she sent a cease and desist. Like, let's not ever forget that. Well, she sent a cease and
desist because Jesse's telling her that they're slandering her on camera. So she's like, stop fucking trying to ruin my reputation on camera. I'm not even there to defend myself. I mean,
yeah, but still, I was just like, you know, I understand why Michelle is mad. She's like, wait a second. This girl's sending me a cease and desist to the mother of the little girl that you are half taking care of, you know, during the week. So once I remembered that, I was like, oh, I'm not falling for this Lacey bullshit here. So,
well, Jesse, listen, I don't know if I'm falling for it or not. I'm just going to say that she is playing this much better than Michelle because she's like, okay, my first time on camera, I'm just going to go be nice to Michelle and have like, and Michelle's not going to let her do it. And so Michelle's going to come off looking worse.
Well, the audience already doesn't really like Michelle. So I think she's kind of like, well, whatever. I've got nothing to lose. I don't have any fans. They stuck me at the end of the sofa at the reunion, which was insulting enough. So Jesse is like, well, Michelle and Lacey speaking is the best case scenario for all of us. You know, hopefully it's just the beginning of what could grow into a Thanksgiving together.
Oh, God. Okay, that's a little far. So Michelle's like, well, all I need is a divorce and I'm done. So ask him to design the divorce then. Ask him to design it if you do not want to vibe with a divorced lady. And she's like, but I'm like team divorce. She goes, yeah, well, I made it easy for him. I walk away with nothing. So.
Yeah, I don't know the financials, but I'm just hoping you guys have a good, healthy resolutions. Like, all righty, then this session is closed. Have a great day.
So, well done, Lacey. Well done. Because Michelle looks cray cray to me. So she goes over to Lala, and Lala's like, I saw you. And she's like, I do not trust her. I've seen her be super nice, and I've also seen her be super rude to me. And so she tells us that last summer, leading up to the Yamashiro Zen party night, Jesse kept begging her to call Lacey and have conversations. And she would say, it's not the time. And I don't want to have a conversation with this girl. And so this girl who said she's never going to film shows up to my Zen party when there's cameras everywhere to film at the finale. And so we see a flashback to Lacey showing up. And she's like, well, I mean, I guess you guys are shooting up all night. You guys are still shooting? I thought shooting was over. He told me shooting was over. I'm sorry. And Jeremiah's like, there's cameras here. There are cameras right there. We're still shooting. We're not wrapped. And she's like, okay, geez.
You know, it's bad when the producer of the show is like being like, get the fuck out of here, bitch. Because like, I'm sure they also were served some cease and desist about, you know, about like, don't mention my name on this show.
No, I think I wasn't there. But what I'm getting from the clip that we saw is she was going to come in and shoot, and Jeremiah, and then she was like, but I can't shoot. And I thought you were done shooting. And Jeremiah was like, well, then why are you fucking here? Why are you fucking here? I think they were like trying to get her on camera, and then Jesse got really pissed off. And then Jesse goes up to this producer and he's like, not cool, Jeremiah, not fucking cool. And he's like, well, we're not fucking rap, Jesse. And he's like, well, you can't fucking do that. So I don't know if Jesse was accusing them of trying to shoot her when she wasn't supposed to, or trying to block her from, I don't know what it was.
What I loved was the unblurring of her face in this whole thing. You know, it reminds me of like one of those TV shows where you see there's some critical thing that happened, some flashback. And then like three seasons later, we see the flashback again and the camera pans the right. And it turns out there was this character that was there all along. And that's what I was like, ooh, this is fun. I feel like we've never had someone get unblurred before. So yeah, I enjoyed
Michelle
that.
Michelle tells us, if don't fall for Lazy's bullshit, in front of your face, she'll be super nice and sweet, but behind closed doors, she's a bitch.
Yeah. And then we see that like Brock is like, she can't get out of the call. She had to have an NDA. She can't film. And they're like, why'd you come here, Lacey? And Michelle's telling us Jesse's chaotic, Lacey's chaotic. The two of them together are just insanity. And we still see there was like screaming. Someone's like, it was a place of business. Stop yelling at each other. You know, like there was definitely shit that was going down between them.
And we didn't see, and this is another point of evidence that maybe Lacey's not the crazy one, because we don't see Lacey yelling. Michelle's making it sound like Lacey came in there and started screaming and yelling at everybody. But all we've seen is the clip of Lacey being like, well, I thought you guys were done shooting. I didn't know. And then we see this grainy footage in the bar, and we see Michelle yelling at her. We see Michelle telling her off, but we don't see Lacey yelling. And Michelle says she was being bossy and telling me what to do and like how our friendship's going to be. And it doesn't really work that way. So what was she saying? Like, we can be friends? Or it just doesn't sound that bad. Like what Lacey did, I don't know, but it doesn't sound like that bad. And Michelle's like, and at the end of the conversation, she's screaming at me and she said, I have all the money in the world and I don't care. I'll sue you and I'll win. But then when we see the clip, we don't see any of that.
I don't know. I think that like, if you send someone a cease and desist, and remember, she sent it to like several people in the cast, right? It wasn't just even Michelle. I think a lot of people got letters, but then you're going to show up like, okay, to hang out with the cast after shooting is done. Like that doesn't make, there's something a little deranged to me about that. If I'm sending a cease and desist to like a group of people, I'm not then trying to linger directly after they stop shooting the season finale. And then on top of that, like, maybe even try to be part of the season finale because Jesse's trying to broker her to come on camera and then like have a discussion. There's something that's like not adding up. The math isn't mathing. And I don't know. And I maybe Michelle went off on her. But again, you know, Michelle is going through a divorce from hell from a narcissist. And then this guy is trying to force this woman into her life to have like, this is someone's going to be in your child's life and already sending you cease and desist. It's like, I would be at a breaking point too, quite frankly.
Yeah, I can see how all of that would be annoying. And I was on Michelle's side with this whole thing last season. And I blame Jesse, frankly, for all of this. Because Jesse's obviously the one causing it. It's like, oh, they're talking about you. And they're going into filming. And they're saying this and this and this.
Sure.
So you should file a cease and desist. And then he's like, okay, now I guess, you know, if we want you to film, you got to be friends with the cast, so show up and maybe try and make nice with the cast or make nice with Michelle. And he's doing all this stuff behind the scenes and she's like, no, fuck this girl, I don't have to do it just because he wants her on the show. So it seems like she's trying to just be like, no, this is my show and I don't want this girl on the show, which I don't really blame her, but if he is going to be dating this girl, the show is about you guys and who you're dating and what you're doing. So I don't know. It's just the only way, it's not like I'm on Lacey's side. Okay. I think Jesse is a piece of shit. I think the ultimate piece of shit here is still Jesse Lolly. I'm not going to blame 100%. Either Michelle or Lacey for any of this, but we're all concentrating on that because that's what's on camera. But I'm just saying, I'm getting a sense here that she might not be as evil as they've been leading us to believe, because everything we're seeing is her being okay and Michelle being weird. So I get that it's like kind of a thing where maybe it's kind of baiting Michelle by like, oh, I'm going to go over and act nice and just watch Michelle stew or fume or whatever. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is that, but I don't know. It'll be interesting.
I agree. I think Jesse is the primary issue here. I mean, he could have, if I may apply some Teresa Giudice logic, you should have made your girlfriend, you should have made her stop, you know, like that's what Teresa would always say about Joe and Melissa. Like, why didn't you tell your wife to ever stop doing these things? But, I do think that like Jesse should have said, hey, do not send the cease and desist to Michelle. I know you're mad at her. That's the mother of my child. It's just gonna make things worse. And he didn't. And I think the fact that he does not step in that situation is really shitty. And it's,
oh, I think he caused it 100%.
Probably, yeah. He's definitely playing the women against each other. But I don't think it's a situation of like, oh, Lacey seems like she's nice and Michelle's coming off like Michelle's being the one who's acting kind of crazy. I think Michelle is just at her wit's end. She just wants to divorce this guy. And all he is doing is just enmeshing her more and more in his awful life. She sees this girl. Yeah. She's like, I don't want to have anything to do with Jesse. Like, I think Lacey at this point is collateral damage for Michelle. Like, she sees red. It is probably deflected, projected emotions toward Jesse that she's putting on Lacey. Lacey seemed like she was perfectly fine at the party, more or less. I mean, I'm making inferences about, like, I don't like she did this cease and desist. At the party, she was perfectly fine. Michelle was more of the mean person. But I also see Michelle as someone who is just at her wit's end and driven nuts and being psychologically tortured by Jesse Lolly. And she's just not going to put up with it anymore. And if it means that she's going to be a total bitch to Lacey and that's her retaliation, then that's going to be her retaliation. So I was all for it personally.
Yeah, well, I was all for it as far as entertainment factor, that's for sure. Because, and you know, I love a little mystery, like a little human psychology mystery. But just the way Michelle was talking, like when she said, you know, then she comes up to the party and she's trying to boss me around and telling me how our friendship is going to go. That sounds to me like Lacey came up to her and said, hey, I think, you know, we should try to be friends and we shouldn't be fighting with each other. Michelle's like, don't boss me around. To me, that's what it sounds like. So it sounds like this new girl, you know, it sounds like this new girl is trying to make nice with the ex and the ex is like, fuck you. I'm not making fucking nice with you. Get the fuck off my set. That's what it came off to me as. But, you know, we don't know. We don't have any way of knowing until the show.
But we have a feeling, to get some more empirical evidence this season because now Lacey is unblurred and she's in the ring.
Lacey's unblurred.
And Lacey does end the episode by saying, yeah, it was a fine interaction. Maybe you're the problem, Jesse.
Yeah.
This is like the traitors when someone like almost, it's like, this is like Maura Higgins, like, I thought you were the traitor for a second. I'm not. Well, never mind then.
Ah, never mind. Yeah, never mind then. All right. Well, that was fun.
Welcome back, Valley. Nice to have you here. Looking forward to many more weeks of sad joy from you.
I wonder how many times I said sad in that recap. I think I said it probably 500 times. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back later today with Southern Hospital. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Shrouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.